Loving God, we thank you for giving us the time, for giving us this moment, this hour to be together. But most of all, we thank you for the promise of eternity. You invite us to your house of prayer to celebrate. Here we need to quiet down and listen, because the words rush by, even your words of life. Many go through life like a speeding automobile. Please help us to slow down and enjoy each other and this world with its many blessings. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Stephen, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked up intently to heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And Stephen said, "Behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." But they cried out in a loud voice, covered their ears, and rushed upon him together. They threw him out of the city and began to stone him. The witnesses laid down their cloaks at the feet of a young man named Saul. As they were stoning Stephen, he called out, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Then he fell to his knees and cried out in a loud voice, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." And when he said this, he fell asleep. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the book of Revelation. I, John, heard a voice saying to me, "Behold, I am coming soon. I bring with me the recompense I will give to each according to his deeds. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are they who wash their robes so as to have the right to the tree of life and enter the city through its gates. I, Jesus, sent my angel to give you this testimony for the churches. I am the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, 'Come.' Let the hearer say, 'Come.' Let the one who thirsts come forward, and the one who wants it receive the gift of the life-giving water. The one who gives this testimony says, 'Yes, I am coming soon.' Amen. Come, Lord Jesus." The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, "Holy Father, I pray not only for them, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, so that they may all be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And I have given them the glory you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be brought to perfection as one, that the world may know that you sent me, and that you loved them even as you loved me. Father, they are your gift to me. I wish that where I am, they also may be with me, that they may see my glory that you gave me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world also does not know you, but I know you, and they know that you sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will make it known, that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I in them." The Gospel of the Lord. Some of you may remember in 1992 there were riots in Los Angeles and a lot of property that got destroyed. There was a lot of looting and other crime going on. There was a reporter on the scene that interviewed one of the looters who just came out of the store, and he asked him, "What did you grab?" And he said, "Gospel tapes. I love Jesus." Now we may wonder if that's the right way to show it, right? Today Jesus talks about love, that the way he loves the Father and the Father loves me, that the same love would be in us. Because if it is in us, that they will see, the world will see, that it is God who sent us as he sent Jesus. He used that word 3 times in the gospel, that the world may know that you sent me. So we are also sent. That's our mission. When we come to Mass, we recommit ourselves to that call, to that mission, that we are sent by God to reflect the love that Jesus has for us. Can you even imagine? Probably none of us can. The love that the Father and the Son share, and of course the Holy Spirit is not left out either. Yet Jesus said, that same love is given to you. And of course we know how that love enters us when we hear the word of God in the Bible. The Bible is a book about God and about us. But not only about that, how do we make the two connect? How do we make the two love each other? That's what the Bible is about. So many stories in it that show us how people try to love God and how God always gave them that opportunity. So we see that the commitment, of course, is so vital on our Christian journey. We see in the first reading Luke, who wrote the Acts of the Apostles, described how Stephen, who was one of the 7 deacons, died. The original 7 deacons were appointed by the apostles to take care of the needs of others, especially material needs, and of course to some extent spiritual needs, especially to take care of the widows that were sometimes neglected. So Stephen was one of the deacons who spoke not Aramaic but Greek, and sometimes there were tensions between those Christians who spoke Aramaic and those who spoke Greek. And of course, Stephen, on top of that, he even went to the local Jewish authorities and said to them very openly when he was arrested that this is what you did to Jesus. You tortured him. You put him to death. But God raised him from the dead, and he is still among us. So they were so infuriated that they took him out of the city and threw him off the cliff. Whatever life was left in him, they started throwing these huge rocks at him until he died. Although Luke says that he fell asleep. Beautiful description. Really, that's what happened. Physically, he died, but spiritually, he just fell asleep, and Jesus took him to himself. And, of course, Luke is very careful how he describes what Stephen said before he died. The similar words that Jesus said, he prayed for forgiveness, and he prayed that God would receive his spirit. Very similar behavior that he saw in Jesus. What enabled Stephen, what was inside of him, that he could do it? It was his love for Jesus. It was his commitment to living the mission that God entrusted to him, that Jesus gave him. That's what enabled him. Love enables us to do great things. Now, Jesus also prayed for unity. And of course, when we look at unity, what does it really mean in God's eyes? It doesn't mean, of course, that we will think alike, that we look alike or anything like that. We will like the same things. Unity in loving each other, doing the best in every circumstance, that what we do and say reflect the love of God, that reflect love of Jesus for the Father, as he said. That's the kind of unity Jesus prayed for. And we know that it can be expressed in different ways. So commitment to that kind of love and unity is always required of us. There is a Peanut cartoon strip where Linus and Lucy are watching a little toddler, Sally, crawling around the floor. And Linus says, "I wonder how long it's going to be before she starts walking." And Lucy says to him, "Leave her alone. Why do you rush her? She has all the time to walk. Once you get up and once you stand up and start walking, you are committed for life." Once we stand up and start walking, we are committed for life too. In a spiritual sense, when we stand up, when we listen to the call of Jesus inviting us to be his, to follow him, and you know he wants us to commit to his voice, to take us wherever or go wherever that voice leads us. Commitment is crucial. So that's as Jesus said, the world will see who we are, who sent us, as the world saw who sent him, and he suffered greatly for it. So in the gospel, Jesus prayed. This is the priestly prayer that is called in John's gospel. And he said this shortly before he died at the Last Supper. We know that the following day, on Good Friday, he died. So this was the final prayer, basically, that he said. But he also prayed for something very important, that we would understand that we are a gift to each other. Jesus said, "They are your gift to me." He prayed for all of us. How comforting it is to know that Jesus prayed for every single one of us, because we believe in him through the word that the apostles and many others preached throughout the centuries. He prayed and he thanked God, "They are your gift to me." Imagine all those people that Jesus referred to as a gift: Pontius Pilate, Judas, people that hurt him greatly, sometimes even his own closest friends, Peter, who betrayed him or who denied him 3 times. Yet he said, "They are your gift to me." So we may say, "Well, thank you, but no thank you for that kind of gift." But we shouldn't say that, because we don't know how any person can impact us. Sometimes, yes, it can be a hurtful lesson, but yet it is a lesson. There is a story of a monk who was traveling through the mountains and in a stream found a very valuable stone. And he knew it had great value. So he put it in his bag and continued traveling. One day he came upon this beggar who was hungry. So he opened his bag and wanted to give him some food. But the beggar noticed this beautiful precious stone in his bag and asked the monk if he would give it to him. So he gave it to him without any hesitation, without any thinking, just gave him the precious stone. So this poor beggar knew that he was now set for life, that he was going to be so wealthy because he knew the value of the stone. So he took it and went on his merry way. But then a few days later, he started thinking. He wanted to look for that monk again. So eventually he found the old monk and he said, "Here, I want you to give you back your stone, hoping that you will give me something much more precious in return." Guess what he asked him for? He said, "I'm hoping that you will give me what you have within you that enabled you to give me the stone." What was in the heart of that monk? What was in the heart of Stephen that enabled him to do what he did, if not the love of God? So it's not about precious stones, but it's what we carry inside of us that we are then called to share and to offer to one another in unity and, of course, with great generosity, as God is generous. So let us be thankful for the word of God that we heard today. Let us remember what we carry within us. Jesus himself said that my love may be in them, love that we receive in the sacraments, especially in the body and blood of the Lord, that love enters us and is called to be shared.
Thanks for listening to this week's service. To stay up to date on the latest news involving our parish, please visit our website at goodshepherd-sc.org.